I'm so excited to be with all of you. We're on chapter 3 talking about repentance. This is Pastor Jason Robinson, Church of the King. We're so excited that we're on this journey together with you, going through our one-to-one discipleship. We're learning and getting some foundations on the inside of us. Last week, we talked about lordship. The week before that, salvation. And today, we're talking about repentance. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it says, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin." Now, when we hear the word repent, our culture has not gave a good picture of that. The first thing you probably think is some dude standing on a corner screaming at everybody, repent or you're going to burn in hell or turn and burn or any of those things. And so they take it and it has the wrong spirit on it. It doesn't have the right understanding. And so it feels abrasive and intrusive more than anything else. Repentance is, it's a simple understanding term, but it's a very powerful, powerful term. Repentance basically means you're walking in one direction and you repent, you change, and you turn 180 and you walk back in a different direction. And so we're going to talk a little bit about repentance. I want to talk about repentance, sorrow, and the fruit of that. See, real repentance, real understanding of, oh, wow, I'm going in the wrong direction, there's a true sorrow. Actually, the Bible talks about it as a godly sorrow. It's a godly sorrow that that doesn't make any excuses, but takes on full responsibility. It's a godly sorrow that, yes, you do feel bad. You feel sorrowful, but there's hope attached to it. See, the difference between being just guilty and shameful and between sorrowful is this. When it's sorrowful, the godly sorrow, the Bible says, it leads us to repentance. It's like, man, I've been walking in the wrong direction. God made me aware. I'm going to turn now and move forward. There's hope attached to it. Where if there's shame and guilt, that's a not godly sorrow. That's a worldly sorrow. It accuses who you are instead of giving you hope to turn. It's like, you're a loser. You're worthless. You can't do it. I can't even believe you're trying this. Just quit. Just give up. Anytime you feel that, that is actually what they call condemnation. That's actually the enemy who's lying to you to try to get you to give up the race. Where godly sorrow says, you know, I'm going to turn. Hey, God loves me. I've been going in the wrong direction. And in many times when God brings up to me how I'm walking in the wrong direction, it brings excitement. Oh man, no wonder why things haven't worked out. No wonder why I'm struggling with this or that. It's because I'm going in the wrong direction. I need to repent, turn, and go the other way. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says this, "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death." Psalms 32:5 says, "Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." See, worldly sorrow now, it produces excuses. It produces, oh, I'm beating myself up. I'm worthless. I'm a loser. Or it builds excuses. Well, you know, I'm not as bad as that guy. Or not as bad as this one over here, where godly sorrow, it brings life and it brings hope. Acts 26:20 says, "I preached that you should repent and turn to God and demonstrate their repentance by their deeds." Matthew 3:8 says, "Produce fruit in keeping with repentance." See, whenever we see and we sense godly sorrow, we're like, oh man, I've been going in the wrong direction. And we repent and turn and walk in the opposite direction, we'll see fruit come into our life because we're doing it God's way with our repentance and our forgiveness. It reminds me of the story in Luke chapter 15, 11 through 24 of the prodigal son. The prodigal son is a great picture of true repentance. This son, he was a mess. He took all of his inheritance, he blew it, and he did whatever he wanted with it. Then ultimately, he came to his senses. And when he came to his senses, he did a 180-degree turn, and he came back, he repented, and when he repented and came home, the Bible says, the father saw him coming at a distance, and he rejoiced and threw a party because he repented, and he turned, and he came back. Acts 3:19 says this, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Do you need refreshing in your life? maybe there's something you need to turn from. Maybe there's a certain direction you've been walking in, and it's time to turn and go back towards God. And when you do that, the Bible talks about how God will refresh you in his presence. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. See, the repentance is turning away from sin and turning to God, meaning we trust in God more than we trust in ourselves or some religious activity. We don't have to do some religious, well, if I go to church 4 times and if I pray 3 times, then the sorrow will go away and everything will be good and I can go back to my old way. No. Repentance is turning from it and walking back towards him. And this is what the Bible says. It's so good to us. It says, turning to God means I'll look back and I won't have any regrets. No looking back, no regrets. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. So I have a couple questions for you. Is your life going in a new direction? Or are there sinful areas in your life that man, you're still really struggling with? Are there areas of intense temptation or consistent weaknesses that you need prayer for? Are there sins that you have turned away from, yet you still feel condemned and beat down about it? Man, we don't want you to live that way. Matter of fact, we're going to pray right now, and I want to pray with you of how you can turn and come back to God, and we'll end today's episode. Father, I thank you for everyone today, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that godly repentance, Lord, godly sorrow, it makes us turn, Lord God, and go back to you. And if there's anybody listening to me right now, God, I pray that your spirit would just go right into where they're at, whether they're in their car, whether they're at their desk, whether they're at their house, wherever they may be, a coffee shop, Father, and they're feeling this right now. I pray even right now in their heart, they'd say, God, I repent. I turn from these ways I've been living, and I turn back to you. And I pray that, Lord, they would feel encouraged. They would feel, as your scripture said, times of refreshing would come upon them, and they'd be filled with your power, filled with your spirit, God, to get back up and keep moving forward, God, because they repented, Lord Jesus. God, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, man, we love you guys. Excited for our next episode where we're going to be talking about baptism. So we're moving right along here. Just continue hanging in there with us, man, as we keep building those foundations so that you can live the life God wants for you. Love you guys. We'll see you in your next episode.